Students are moving into their residence halls at local colleges. And as WUSF's Carrie Sheridan reports, in the era of coronavirus, that means learning to follow a host of new protocols.
University of South Florida freshman Matt Williams rolls a metal cart as he wraps up his move-in day. He says he's glad to see some of the safety measures in effect.
I like how they're making, you know, some classes online. I think that's useful because a lot of them, like some classes need to be in person, like my chem lab, for example, which I'm fine with that. And they're operating at like 50% capacity for that for the most part. I think they're handling it the best way they can.
At USF St. Petersburg, Dean of Students Jacob Diaz says about 400 students are moving in on a staggered schedule to maintain social distancing.
Students have been very compliant, I would say it's probably the right word, but they come to campus. They're wearing their masks inside our spaces. They're being thoughtful about distance between the next person.
Every resident had to receive a negative test result for COVID-19 before moving in. The university has set aside dorm rooms for students who may need to isolate if they get sick. But Diaz admits that seeing other universities like Notre Dame and UNC Chapel Hill halt in-person classes due to a surge in coronavirus cases is worrying, and students avoiding large gatherings may be the key to whether reopening here is a success or a failure.
Lesson learned for me has been I don't think we can communicate enough daily about the importance of staying apart.
At USF St. Pete, about 60% of classes are virtual, about 20% in person, and the rest hybrid. The first day of class is Monday. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF 89.7 News.